We are learning Masechtas Erevin, Daf Mem Aleph Amabez, and we are beginning the new parak, Mi Shahitziyuhu. This parak deals with the issues of Tchumen. Now, as a Akdama, as an introduction, the halacha is that a person, wherever he's Shavis, wherever he is for Shabbos, he gets 2,000 Amos in each direction, and he gets his Makim Shvisa, which is Dalet Amos. If he's in a city, he gets the entire city and 2,000 Amos out of the city. And if he's not in a city, but he's in a place with a wall around it, he also, that whole place with a wall is like 4 Amos, and he can walk 2,000 Amos outside that place. There's another halacha that if someone goes out of his tchum, then he cannot move out of 4 Amos. He can't move out of his 4 Amos. That means if someone decides, let's say, to give an example, halacha l'maisa, in the mountains, from one bungalow colony to another bungalow colony, a lot of times it's out of the tchum. So he decides to go visit someone in another bungalow colony, and then he gets to the other bungalow guy and tells him, by the way, you just walked out of your tchum. The halacha is, he's stuck. He can't move out of his Dalet Amos. But if he's in a place with a wall around it, like in the bungalow colony, so the whole place is like Dalet Amos, then he could walk around the bungalow colony, but he can't leave the bungalow colony even 1 inch, because he is stuck over there. He loses his tchum Shabbos, because he went out of his tchum on Shabbos. So Zokta Mishta, Misha Yitzhu Nachrim. Let's say a person didn't go out of the Tchum on purpose. A guy took him out of the Tchum. Oy Ruach Ra. Or he became mentally unstable. Or like Rashi says, shade went into him and he went crazy and he went out of the Tchum. And now he is better and he finds himself out of the Tchum. So Loch is, even though this wasn't his fault, a guy took him out, or because of Ruach Ra, he went crazy, still Ein Le'el Arav Amos. He only has 4 Amos, and he can't move out of his 4 Amos. What happens with Chziru? The Goyim or the Ruach Ra returned him back into his Tchum. Then the halacha is, Kilo Yotza. He reverts back to the same way he was before, and he gets the whole city and 2,000 Amos out of that city. Zokt Mishdavaita, what happens V'lichu L'ir HaCheres? If the Goyim took him out of his Tchum, and they put him into another city, with a wall, or Nasnu Bedir, or you put him into like a pen where you keep animals with the wall, has a wall also, or Bisar, or a place that they, a different type of place where they keep animals. One is a place where they keep animals in order that they should be mezavel, fertilize the ground, and another place is just a place to watch animals. So you bring them into these places, so it's machlokes. You can walk around the whole city, or around the whole Deir and Sar, even though you only get Dalet Amos, these places are more than Dalet Amos, since they have a mechitza, therefore they're considered like Dalet Amos. Even in such a case, you only get 4 Amos, and you cannot walk around the whole area, because the only time you kind of shvisa, the only time you get the whole place that has mechitzas, considered like Dalet Amos, is only if you kind of shvisa there. But if you go there on Shabbos, you don't get the whole area, it's not like Dalet Amos. Maisa Shabo Mepalderis. And I'm going to bring a story that brings out this Machlaikis Tanayim. So these 4 Tanayim, Rabbi Gamil, Rabbi Luzman, Azariah, Rabbi Shura, Rabbi Kiva, were all on a boat. Maisa Shabo Mepalderis, they were coming from Palderson to Eretz Yisrael. And when Shabbos started, they were still on the port. So they were kind of Shvisa on the port in the city, whatever city that was, the port city. Vefligis Vinosam, and then on Shabbos, Vefligis Vinosam Vayam, the ship took off and went in the middle of the water now. Rabbi Gamil, Rabbi Elazar, and Azariah, halacha was cooler. They walked around the whole boat. The boat has mechitzas, so even though they added their tchum, but the halacha is that you get the whole area that has mechitzas. So they walked around the whole boat. Rabbi Shua, Rabbi Kiva, they did like their sheet. They didn't walk out of their Arab Amos. Why? Should Rosh Lachmer ask when they want to be machmer on themselves? And Rashi says the Gemara will explain what does it mean Rosh Lachmer. L'chayra, this was their sheet. This was their sheet that they now let go more. But we'll see the Gemara, we'll talk about that. Pama, not Maisa, Pama Achas, one time, Loi Nichlesu Nama Chachashecha. These 4 Tanayim were on the way in a boat, and they weren't in the port city at the beginning of Shabbos. They didn't get to the port until it got dark. So they asked Rabbi Gamil, Amar Gamil, Monolera, could we go off the ship? And because the Shaila is that maybe we're out of our Tchum, so we can't move 1 of 4 Amos. You could. You know why? You're already in the tchum of the city before it got dark, before it went Hashemashah. So therefore, you were kind of shvisa in the city that you're going to, in the port city. Therefore, you get the entire city, you get the tchum of the entire city. Because here, you're in that city already before Shabbos. Ad kan the Mishnah. So, the Gemara. First, we have a little piece of a Galata, because we mentioned Ruach Ra in the Mishnah, and then we'll go to the dinim of a guy that pulled you out, they went back in. Zok the Gemara. Tana Bar, Linta Brisa. Shloshet Dvar Mavir, Mas Odma Daita Vadas Kaina. There are three things that cause a person to lose his Das, and it caused him to go against the Kaddish Baruch Hu, because he's so bothered mentally by these things. What are these three things? Eluhain, Oyev Dichavim, the Goyim that make Xerus and Klai Yisrael, to force them not to do the Torah. These things could make a person crazy, and also could be Mavrim on Das HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'ruach Ra, that's another example of something that can make a person crazy and go Adas Kainez, Ruach Ra. V'diktuge Anias, and a strong poverty. I might ask me, what's the point of telling us these things? In order that a person should daven, that these things shouldn't happen, because these things could really hurt the person's mind. So these things you should daven that you shouldn't get these three things happening to you. There are three type of people who will never see Gehenna. Won't see Gehenna. What are they? The ktuke anias. If a person has a strong poverty, then he won't see Gehenna. He had enough tzaras from his poverty, he won't see Gehenna. Or chelim ha'ayim, someone has stomach problems. Vaharoshos. And someone who has a lot of people who are running after him for chayvus. He owes people a lot. He owes money to a lot of people, and they're driving him crazy. So this is a lot of tzar, a lot of pain, and he won't see Gehenna. Someone who has a bad wife also won't see Gehenna because he'll have enough pain in this world. V'idach, why don't the other Tanakama count Ishara? Because Ishara, mitzvah garsha. If it's a bad wife, Taka, why don't you divorce her? V'idach, the other Tana says no. Zimnin the Kavus Ksuvasavaruv, a lot of times it's too expensive to divorce her. The Ksuvah is a lot. Inami is the bottom, you know, it has children from her. Lemazvah garsha, he can't divorce her. He needs someone to help take care of the children, bring up the children. So these three things, or four things, you don't see Gehenna. My nafkamina, what's the difference? L'kabuli mahava. To makabul these yisurim bahava, and therefore you'll be saved from yisuri Gehenna. Since you are being saved from yisuri Gehenna, so just enjoy, not joy, just makabul bahava these yisurim, because you know it's good for you. It's good for you. So the Gemara vayit in the Braisa. Shloish shemesim k'shem v'saprim. There are three type of people who die 1 minute to the next. They could be full koiches, but from this sickness, they could die 1 minute to the next. What are the three things? Someone stomach issues. V'chaya, someone giving birth. The isha giving birth could die in 1 second. V'hadreiken, and a certain sickness that's in the mouth, in the throat, they could also die immediately. If someone's going in to have a baby, or has stomach issues, or hadreiken, he should prepare his tachrichim, because he might die in 1 second to the next. So he should prepare his Tachrichim, his kvura, so you should be ready for that. Amar Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel, Yotza Ladas, Ein Loi Ela Arba Amis. So now the Gemara is going back to what we learned in our Mishnah about Misha Tziu Nachrim Ein Loi Dalad Amis. It says if the Nachrim brought you back, then you get your city. So Amar Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel, Yotza Ladas, Ein Loi Ela Arba Amis. Someone who went out of the tchum purposely, he doesn't have only 4 amis. Pshita, that's Pashut. Hashta Misha Tziu Nachrim. If a guy takes him out forcefully, ain't leila ra'amis leis bo'amis yotzal ladas. But you have to tell me yotzal ladas. You have to tell me that. Ela ema chazal ladas ain't leila ra'amis. If someone returns ladas ain't leila ra'amis, that means the guy brought him out and then he decided to go back into the city. The loch is he's stolen yes bo'amis. He doesn't get a city back because he went back ladas. That's also a first mishnah. Mishnah says echzuru nachrim kilo yotzah. If the guy brought him back, it's kilo yotzah. Dafka chzuru of nachrim brought back. Who the kilo yotza? Avaitziu nachrim chazal das. But if the nachrim took him out, he went back with ladas. Ain leila ba'amis, leila s'vo'amis. So again, that's also a first mishnah. We need Rav Nachman and Shmuel to tell us das. Ela ema Shmuel's chiddush like this: yotza ladas. Someone at ladas. Bechziru nachrim and nachrim brought him back. Ain leila ba'amis. Only he has 4 amis. Even though nachrim brought you back, you still have only 4 amis since he went at ladas. You don't get this heta of hechziru nachr. So Mar asks Hanami Tanina. This is also a first mishnah because Mishnah says hechziru vechziru. It says in the same case Mishnah hechziru elan da'amis hechziru kilo yotz. It sounds going back on each other. So it's also a first kilo yotz. It says hechziru vechziru kilo yotz. Hatzilu v'chzirum, who the kilo yotza? Aval yotza l'das loy, but when out l'das, no. Only dafka hitziyu v'chzirum. Like tomorrow, ma'al the tema, no, that wouldn't be right. Because ma'al the tema, you would say that the two halves of the Mishnah are not connected to each other. Ma'al the tema stodim k'tani. It's going with stodim. And you would read it like this. Misha hitziyu nachrim. If Nachum took you out and you went back on purpose, since you went back, maybe if Nachum brought you back, is ki'ilo yotza, ki'ilo you not went back. And how would you read the stardom? So Rashi explains, you'd read like this, that the ratio would be saying like this, if Nachum took you out, say if you are oimid v'chutz, and say if you go back yourself, you only have da'at amas. And there'd be another halacha that Misha Yechotz L'Tchum, someone was added to Tchum, I read Rashi, Vechziru Nachrim, and Nachrim brought you back, so then, either way, you'd be like Yilo Yotza, that's what you would think it means. Kamash V'loh, no, it's Taka going back on Hoytziyu, that this Heta Vechziru is only Dafka by Hoytziyu, only by Hoytziyu Nachrim, they have the Heta of Vechziru Nachrim. Something more right, the Bayim name of Rabbah, Hutzroch Nekav of Mahu. Let's say they took him out of the tchum, the goyim. He only can move 4 amas, but he needs the bathroom. Is he allowed to go out of his dal amas in order to go to the bathroom? He can't go to the bathroom right here in front of everyone. He needs a private place to go to the bathroom. Is he allowed to go out of his dal amas to the bathroom? So Rava answers, "Amal him, God will cover the brias doicha lois sasa b'tayra." Yes, that it's mutter because the cover of brias is doicha lois sasa b'tayra, which is the din der rabbanon. The Dinder Rabbanim, Loi Sosser, all the Rabbanim have a lav Loi Sosser and Adava, and Chazal said that there, you can be Deicha the Rabbanim's Makam Kavar Abrias. And since Issa Tchumim is only the Rabbanim, therefore, the Makam Kavar Abrias, to have a place, a private place to go to the bathroom, they allowed to go out of the Tchum. So, Zogdamara Vaita, Amra Adoya, Bekecha, be smart, Ayel Tchuma, he should go to the direction of his Tchum. If it's close enough, and that's the first private place to go to the bathroom, he should go into his Tchum. And we keep him to all. Once he gets to the tchum, it's mutter. In the case of a tziru nachrim, that's the case we're talking about here. Nachrim took him out, and now it's like a tziru nachrim. If you go back in because of tzarech on the cover, you need the bathroom. That's ilu. It's an oinus. Someone put you in the oinus, and therefore the halacha is you get your tchum back. So if the nearest bathroom is towards your tchum, go that way, go that direction, and go into your tchum. And we keep him to all. Once you went in, then you it's like a tziru nachrim and. You get your old come back.